broadcasting live from our Ford Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Ford Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Ford Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Dead air. He screwed up a little bit.
Great song.
Don't you cry no more. Wow.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. Coming in after Insight, Jack.
Good Insight.
The superintendent of Fort Recovery Local Schools, Mr. Larry Brown, one of the... Awesome job Big Larry's done here, and just a great guy. And, of course, we're blessed to welcome Ryan Steinbrenner
back to the floor.
As a principal. And man, you know, Mr. Brown talked about, you know, missing Mr. Overla.
Yeah.
But, man, it just seems like pieces just fall, you know, and you got a great principal in Tony. And I talked to Jake today. We had supper for my mother-in-law's birthday. Shout out.
Hey.
Mother-in-law's birthday. We had supper, and Jake said that he's really enjoying his time on the school board and finds it interesting. You know, as long as things go smooth, he won't have any trouble. Once I get something I'm mad about, I'm going school board.
Oh, yeah. Battling.
You've had an easy road.
So far, so good.
That's exactly right.
Sports Talk, and we have a great show tonight, Fee.
We've got the girls volleyball head coach, Mr. Travis Guggenbiller, is going to stop in about 8:30.
About 8:30, we're going to have Travis in, the undefeated Lady Indians.
Undefeated.
Indians are 4-0 and come off a big win last night over the Salina Bulldogs. Mm-hmm. And they got a big one coming up here tomorrow night. They got... If I'm looking at this right, I think they go to Parkway for girls varsity action.
Parkway.
And then on Saturday, they're back in action. Saturday, the girls play. You know, I got bad eyes, Fee.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm on it.
Liberty Benton.
They're going to play Liberty Benton. That's what Neil said.
Neil pulls it out of the hat.
Good job, Spencey.
Beautiful.
But, you know, we got to be excited about the big football game Friday night. Indians and the Cavaliers. And Fee, we come off a nice win against the Parkway Panthers.
Absolutely.
And now we're going to go take on the always tough
Cavaliers. It there a couple days ago. You know, they're always so quick, and there's so many good athletes on there. And, you know, and even when they say they're down, they're still good. They're going to be really good. But I tell you what, we got a great team this year. I think we can match up with anybody, man to man.
Well, we had a big wedding Friday and Saturday night.
Yeah.
We didn't get a chance to go over there Friday night, and we watched it on your phone.
Yeah. Watched it on the phone.
You know, folks, that NHS, that's kind of a cool deal. The picture is really clear.
Very good. Very, very good.
It's tough on the iPhone.
Yeah. Yeah, little guy, you don't get to see as much, but then I went back, and you can actually rewatch it, too, and I got to rewatch it,
yep.
And on my laptop, it was fantastic.
Yeah.
You get the whole field, you can see everybody, and it's pretty good.
It's a shame that this is going on, not only because of just the whole thing, but this game Friday night at Coldwater, it would be a full house.
It'd be a huge game, yeah.
You know, this is it for us. This is our seniors. This is the class that we've laid the flag to here, and they haven't disappointed. They played a really good game against Marion Local, a game that me and you both thought we don't turn the ball over.
We win, yeah. Arguably, we might have been the best team there that night.
Yeah,
very much, I think so.
And then Friday night, we go and take care of business at Parkway, and I think we scored like our first six possessions of the game put the running clock on. And I talked to Coach Niekamp on Saturday, and he was just real tickled. You know, he went in there, took care of business, come out healthy, and get ready for Coldwater Week. And right now, when you look at our fall sports, our volleyball team is just playing tremendous.
Looking good.
Our football team's playing tremendous. When you have stuff like that, it just seems like the community just comes together.
Yeah,
it does. There's a feel, you know.
Even with all the bad things going around us and stuff, and not being able to go to some of the games and stuff, which is killing us. But, you know, with this this high school thing on the TV deal. You know, that's a great deal. At least we can watch a game, so, yeah. You know, and not get shut out.
But I agree.
I also wanted to. The reason I really went back to watch the replay was my godson had his first touchdown, first varsity touchdown. I called him up and told him, "How neat is that?"
Yeah, absolutely.
That's, I mean, that is something to be proud of.
Oh, yeah, old Godfather's Logan. Pretty proud of that one. Logan Holman, congratulations, Logan Holman, buddy!
Big touchdown.
First six, God love you.
Yep, I said many more to come.
That's exactly right. We got Jeff Hobbs calling in, the voice of the Indians, and hopefully he gets a chance. Yeah, I know.
Bingo, right on time.
Are you kidding me? Ta-da!
Somebody's listening.
Yeah. Hello, who we got there?
Hi, you got the voice of the Indians.
Jeff Hobbs, how
Mr.
are you?
Hobbs.
How are you, sir?
What do you know, buddy?
I'm doing good, man. Doing good, boys.
Thanks for taking the time out of your busy schedule to talk Indian football. And we were just talking about, I talked to Brent on Saturday, Hobbsy, and he talked about going in there Friday night against Parkway, a team that you can't take lightly because they're going to play their butts off. We went in there, took care of business, and 2-1 heading to a big game Friday.
Yeah, I mean, again, we talked about in the pregame show, and I talked with Brent, and then Brunzy and I talked about it, you know, on the broadcast. And it was you don't want to say must win, but it's a must win. I mean, everybody's going to the playoffs, but that's the game that you got to go. You got to take care of business. She played really well against a state champion caliber team in week one, and probably felt disappointed that she got out of there with a loss. I mean, a team you've never beaten in Marion Local, but you know, we played well, and we got a nice club, and so you go up there and again just did what you had to do. Again, the big players made plays, and it was kind of, I said on the broadcast, all Indians all the time, and again got that win, and again Brent, you know, like his staff, they went right back to work, and they're going to be excited for just a bit, because you said it, we've gone to Parkway before and had probably the better talent and found a way to lose. Well, so awesome. I mean, those kids play hard up there, and again, that's just MAC football. But again, I know what these guys are doing this week. This is a huge milestone game in Coldwater, because for so long you felt like you didn't belong on the same playing field or the same level with a Coldwater or a Mary Local, and now you do. You got a state championship under your belt, and you got a special group of seniors that expect to make some noise this year. And this is the team you're going to see in the playoffs. So yeah. Brent and I talked about that on the post game show, and this is a team that they're always very, very well coached. Their skill level is very high. I'm sure you talked about the Blassen game kid at quarterback, and then they got a really nice wide receiver. And they, when you talk about Coldwater, this is just a little really nice every position. But again, the nice piece is the team that wears purple's got pretty much, you can say the same thing.
Yep, absolutely. How about so the Indians just look tremendous there. I thought Friday night we were clicking on everything. We got a lot of younger kids in there and got some playing time there at the end of the game. That's always a good thing to see too. See what we got coming.
Well, it is, and Brunzy's always a big guy. We want to get the running game going. And I think we're going to have to do that on Friday night. I mean, Derek Jeudy is special. But, give some love to Owen Moorman. Owen Moorman was outstanding. Mm-hmm. But he just looked hungry. He came in running hard. I mean, a guy that, again, tremendous track athlete and great speed, but just ran the ball really hard. And our guys up front did some good stuff. And so, really, Derek hasn't taken a ton of pounding. I'd like to see him find a way to get off early on Friday night. And he's a guy that, again, a home run hitter. I mean, him a seam. He likes to jump cut behind the center and get him some yards and get him going positive. Then what you got. I mean, our wide receivers are special. I mean, they've done a good job of getting the tight ends involved this year. And, yeah, tight end catch touchdown pass the other night, I think the homer boy. And so, I mean, to me, it's about getting out and getting off to a good start and take care of the football. The other night we take care of the football. Parkway's not the talent level that Marion Local is, and that's pretty obvious. But bottom line is, you don't turn it over. We don't turn it over. We turned them over two or three times. They made a couple mistakes in the kicking game, snapped the ball over the punter's head. But again, good teams take advantage of that. And, heck, it was 30 at halftime, and that Zebra crew, buddy of mine, was on that crew, and they were happy that the clock ran and we got out of there in a hurry.
You got Coldwater team, Hobbsy, and we feel like this is a game that we're going to be able to compete at. We have never beat Coldwater. We have never beat Coldwater. Yep. We've had a couple chances to beat them.
Had them a couple times, yep.
This game, we have a shot. I mean, we have a legitimate shot of winning this football game Friday night.
Well, and I think, you know, this is kind of goes in the same line. If you remember, Bobby, I stopped over to see you in town on Friday night, you know, the late afternoon, because, you know, one of my 1,000 trips to Hastings Auto, to, you know, the last 5 years.
We love you,
you know,
for
Hastings
it,
Auto. You know, the boy, you know, they are the big sponsor of the coach, you know, the great people at Hastings Auto, always behind the words from the coach and Brent Niekamp. But stopped over at the mill and saw you, you know, in opening night. You said, "What you got tonight?" I said, "I'm telling you, I think we can compete. I think we can win." And you kind of looked at me, kind of cross-eyed, and said, "You know, we're playing Marion Local, right?" Yeah, I think we can play. You know, and then 5 turnovers later, we were still in the game and had a shot. Yeah. So I 100% agree with you. You know that this is we are in a place now, and Indian football is in a place now where you're on the same playing field with these folks. And you know, and back in the day, I mean, you know, you guys go back as far as it goes. I mean, you know, you were playing freshmen and sophomores, and we had some good players. I mean, you could just go back and you put together your top team of all time, but you know, you just couldn't string them together. When somebody got hurt, you were playing a freshman, and it just didn't work. Right now, you got too deep. They're being able to run guys out there and give guys a break and two platoons some stuff. I mean, you know, your quarterback's 6'4" and weighs 240 pounds. He's playing outside linebacker and rushing the passer. He's a monster, mm-hmm. You know. And you give him a few breaks, and you know, and your all-state wide receiver is playing inside linebacker and he makes every tackle. So, you know, but you got guys, you got some dudes that can give these guys some breaks. And, you know, in years past, Fort Recovery had some really nice 1-deep players. But when you got to that 2-deep and 3-deep, it was ugly. And that's no disrespect to anybody. That's just bottom line saying that the guys in the MAC were just better. And that's a credit to Dave Blockberger and Coach Niekamp and Toby. And then this coaching staff has spent hours upon hours with these young guys in the weight room, and you know, building team speed and building flexibility and building team strength and building chemistry. And like I said, it's a special group right now.
I remember you always talking about too, Jeff. The I think back maybe about Cody's time, we had one guy that could run a subpar 4, you know, and you know, I forget when it was, but a few years ago, we had about 15 kids doing that.
No, I mean, and that's a great number. It's a great stat. I mean, you take it even one step further. The guy who's probably listening right now, because he's a diehard Fort Recovery Indian and he's a Fort Recovery radio fan, our buddy, you know, Mr. Hall, down in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, Perry.
Right, drawing pictures. And, you know, Perry Hall. My first year here was we had one sub, you know, sub 540. You know, and you know, he was a 4.7 40 or something like that. And then the last year that we were there, or the year we won the state championship, we had 27. Wow. 27. Not
think
15,
about that.
27. Now, yeah, so, you know, and again, you guys that watch my son play baseball, he's a pretty good player, but he was never the fleetest foot. He was a guy that was a 4.9 40 guy his senior year because of what, you know, the flexibility and what Dave Blockberger did with those guys and got them in shape. And so, you know,
sure, Glock wasn't broken.
Wait a minute. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Wait,
Jackson? Whoa. You're talking about Jackson running that? Come on.
Jackson?
What time did you start drinking tonight?
Sub 5:40. 27.
Hey, you sure your stopwatch didn't break?
Yeah. Hey. What time did you start drinking?
I'm just telling you. It wasn't a sundial. But, I'm going to tell him you guys said that, too. To me, you guys are two of his biggest fans of all time.
Oh, yeah.
They said, you are slow, son.
Hey, does he start school yet?
They've been going for a while. Northmont's been going. They've been going for 3 weeks now. They're doing the first 9 weeks online. So okay. He's working with kids online, and then they have class. But they have a regular class schedule, so the kids have to meet every day online. And then he works with the IEP kids, and so doing well.
He'll be all awesome. Right.
So we talked about the Indians. We talked about last Friday, this Friday's game. Now let's talk about something really important, and that is the Cincinnati Bengals.
Ooh, who day they gonna beat the Bengals? Wow. Hey, we were just talking about that. I mean, you know, I was talking to a guy today. You know, you know that like it's like one out of every two and three, you know, two and then three quarters quarterbacks that are the number one picks turn out to be good. You just hope like crazy. You guys are Browns fans, but you just can't root against this guy. If he's a little better than Andy Dalton, I'll be happy. Andy Dalton wasn't a bad quarterback, but
he's going to
want this kid to do well. And this kid is special. He's a Ohio State kid. He's an Ohio kid. And it'd be awesome if he's Kenny Anderson or Boomer Esiason, the Bengal, for a Bengal fan that could get back to being decent. But you root for this kid. I mean, and so, we'll see. I mean, I think it got a shot on opening day, man. The Chargers aren't very good.
Chargers.
So, I mean, AJ's got to come back and be decent. And, I'm telling you what, the AFC North has four, really, in my opinion. I mean, again, I think the Bengals are the fourth best team in the league, but in that division. But they're good. I mean,
I'm with you.
A lot of fun, and hopefully, just stay solid. That we can keep playing. And we'll see. Your Clownies. I mean, they got to be better. I mean, Baker Mayfield's got to be better.
This is his year. He better get something done.
Yeah, because they're really talented. I mean, they got, that's my favorite word. They got dudes. I mean, and they got the big offensive tackle in the first round. I mean, they got guys, man. And so, but you all know that it kind of comes down to your quarterback and your leader. And those guys got to be good. And they just gave Kareem Hunt a new quarter, new contracts. I mean, you got two stud running backs. I mean, this division's really good.
And then we got OBJ.
It's hard for me to like OBJ just because of his persona. And listen, I mean, and as a diehard Bengal, I was never even a real Ocho Cinco fan. That guy was a clown. I mean, and so those diva wide receivers, I struggle with them a little bit. But man, the dude is a freak. I mean, the hands. I mean, they've got hands with like the claw. I mean, he made that catch, and I mean, he's special. I mean, if he can have that breakout, yeah. I mean, heck, you guys all had Super Bowl champion T-shirts last year made up.
I just scratched out the 20 and put 2021 on it, so
yeah,
it should
exactly.
be good.
Exactly. I mean, Lucas is looking down on you. The hammer's looking down on you right now, saying, "This is our year. This is our year."
That's exactly right, brother. And I agree with you. Hobbsy, thanks for taking time to talk to us.
Jeff.
Once again, Friday night,
guys. I mean,
for Recovery Radio
TV show. I mean, I'm sure that the Wayne Street Market's been bright. We've been singing. We done anything tonight? I mean, anything exciting? I mean, anything special? I mean,
we didn't get on until about 20 after.
Jack just kills it.
Jack had Larry Brown and Ryan Steinberger on.
You gotta love Jack Stalzer, but I mean, the guy's got to shut it down. I mean,
he's gobbling up time wide.
It's almost like Bill and Rocker. I mean, it's like, who's the real talent around here?
Rocker is destroying that show. Rocker goes 20 minutes past every time.
Pretty much the staple of the Fort Recovery Radio. That is. Hey, so what have we done volleyball wise this week?
Right now, we got Travis Guggenberg, the coach of the Indians, sitting here getting ready to talk Indian volleyball, Hobbs.
Wow.
And a great start.
I mean, Chelsea who? you gotta love Chelsea Colligan. I mean, she's mom of the year now. Imagine what those kids are going to look like someday. I mean, you got Colligan and Rogers blood. It doesn't turn out too bad, but Travis, congratulations, man. I mean, we're proud of you. Great kid. And, keeping the program going, and good luck the rest of the week. We shout you out every Friday night, man, telling you about what's going on in Indian volleyball this
Absolutely.
Week.
Absolutely, thank you.
I know that you got three this week in the fourth site, so that's, to me, you're not getting a whole lot of fans in there because of the COVID, but that's still a definite home court advantage when you play in the fourth side field out.
You bet,
for sure. Hobbsy, thanks, brother.
Right, thanks for calling in, bud.
We'll talk to you next.
You guys this week.
Hey, bring us home a winner Friday night.
Let's take a break. Chuck, let's pay some bills.
Wayne Street Market
is the host of this radio show, Bubba and Fee. We'll be right back.
Here in Fort Recovery, Wayne Street Market is the place to shop for great deals on great food. If you're looking for a great meal in a hurry, their deli has delicious meal specials every day from open to close. And just listen to these steak prices. Ribeyes, just $6.99 a pound. New York strips, $6.49 a pound. T-bones, only $5.99 a pound. And there's 80% lean ground chuck for $2.99 a pound, loose or patties. And 73% lean ground beef is now only $2.49 a pound. pound and a frozen 10-pound roll. And if you're gearing up for a Labor Day cookout, Eckrich Hot Dogs are on sale, 2 for $3. All kinds of great bargains waiting for you at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4800.
Hey, this is Stacy with Brick Street Tavern. We have added a couple new items to our menu. Spicy pickle fries, pizza bites, cauliflower pizza, and cheese curds. Stop up and try our new items or give us a call to get them to go.
Be sure to tune in to Fort Recovery Radio every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for a new show, A Walk Through the Garden with Steve Stone. He'll give us some expert advice and timely tips on what we need to do to keep our lawns and gardens healthy. You can email him questions for future shows at steve@naturesgreennursery.com. Be sure to tune in every Saturday morning for A Walk Through the Garden with Steve Stone, 8 a.m. on Fort Recovery Radio.
Who sings this song, text me. You'll get a gift certificate for 18 holes of golf, Mercer County Elks. Compliments of Kirk Stuckey. If you know who sings this, I'll text 419-852-9201. One more time, Chuck, play it.
Now, baby, maybe, maybe she's in need of a kiss. I'll say the hey.
18 holes of golf, Mercer County Elks. We appreciate Kirby for doing that. Right now, folks, me and Big Fee are honored to welcome
the new coach,
the head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians volleyball team, Mr. Travis Guggenbiller. Travis, welcome to Sports Talk.
Thank you.
It is an absolute honor to have you here. And Travis, let's go back. Let's let the people of Fort Recovery hear your path to where you got here. Okay, I know you're a Parkway grad.
Yep.
Your dad, who we graduated with, was one of the
love him.
Yeah, I mean that guy.
Actually, we talked about our weddings Saturday night. Yep. And his dad talked for an hour Saturday night about everything. Yeah. About everything possible.
He's into golf now.
Loves golf.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
We're gonna go play golf with him.
So let's turn it over to you. You talk a little bit about yourself and how you became the head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians.
Well, I did some. I did some college classes in volleyball, just to kind of help sell myself when I was becoming a teacher. And then I got hired here at Fort Recovery. And my first year, I remember Barb Saltbine calling me asking if I would be the freshman coach, and I said no. I was already hired, so I didn't need the job. And then Dinah Rammel basically is the one that kind of got me started. She begged me a few times, and she got me in the coached 7th grade. And so I coached 7th grade, yep. And I learned a lot from her. And then the following year, Chelsea asked if Diane and I would help move up, and I've been JV coach for about 6 years, I think it was, with Chelsea. And then she was expecting her third, and it was just my turn, I guess. So,
you know, it's amazing when you look back at your path, okay? And you said you took a volleyball class because you wanted to have that in your pocket in case to get hired.
Any little edge you can get, right?
And now you look back, and what a great thing to do.
Yeah, it was the best thing I ever did. I actually never thought I was going to be a volleyball coach my entire life.
Did you ever play?
No, I never played. I did intramurals. I had no clue what I was doing.
Yeah, go out there and play Winnalina or something every once in a while. That's
absolutely. Exactly right.
And one thing that you know, me and Fee go to the games, and we watch you, and we watch your passion and your intensity and the way the kids warm up to you. And it's really easy for Chelsea to be able to sit in her house and watch the game and know that the program is in good hands.
Great hands, yeah.
Because her student has took
exactly
over
right.
for, you know,
yeah.
And that's got to be good for Chelsea to do that. And let's talk a little bit about your start this year. I know your expectations were pretty high.
Yep.
But you don't want to get too, you know, it's
game at a time.
Absolutely. So talk a little bit about your season so far.
We've been starting out 4-0 so far. We won in three against St. Mary's, and then Jay County took us into four. Jay County had a really nice team this year. They had some big hitters, but our girls responded well. And then we played Delphus at Delphus, and 1-3. And then we played a nice Salina team last night and 1-3 as well. Probably the best we played yet so far.
Mm-hmm.
But we're making a lot of work or. Making a lot of improvements. Still got a lot of work to do, but definitely in the right path. You know, we see the growth in the practice, and you can see it happening, you know, on the court, and that's what we like. So,
yeah, because you lost a lot of seniors last year, and you have some kids coming back, but you also had some young kids stepping up. And when you look at your lineup, Travis, and you got your hitters, you got your studs, you got Hope Wendell coming in playing
very well,
playing your setter, and then you got the Kanapke girls, and the team, you're just kind of starting to find that gel.
Yeah, you know, we actually are really talented from seventh grade on up. Like, we have the talent coming up, and so that's exciting because we have large numbers. I mean, we have only three seniors, but I have seven or eight, maybe it's nine juniors, and so to have that many juniors on the team is pretty impressive, you know. So everyone's done a nice job. Paige Forkamp and Kiara Wendell and Hope Wendell have really just done a nice job taking leadership of the game, you know, taking the team, doing a great job actually coaching. There's only so many coaches on the court, but those players need to also be coaches and help out when, you know, because you're trying to see 100 things. So they've just done a great job, those three seniors, of stepping up and helping the underclassmen play well. Yeah. So
you look at this year's team and you look at where you're at in the MAC, and that you're playing in arguably the greatest volleyball conference.
Crazy good. Yeah,
I'd agree.
I mean,
crazy
when you think about the state champion comes out of the MAC at least one and sometimes two every year. So you know, we look at this team again this year and look at the MAC as it once again absolutely loaded.
Bloodbath again. It really is. It's every day. You know, I wouldn't want it any other way, though. If you're going to be the best, you got to beat the best. And so it's kind of nice being able to compete day in and day out against a really good team.
Yeah.
It's just that mental mentality that we have to fight through, you know, because you are going to have some ups and downs, and being able to handle those situations, I think it's good for us. I mean, it gets you prepared for tournament.
Well, I think that, you know, that's the thing. I think you, Chelsea, and you have done a great job of giving us that confidence. It used to be, I mean, you went in and it was like, oh God, St. Henry, we have no chance. You know, it's just, that's the way the mentality was. But now, I mean, I remember, it was 2 years ago, we went to the district, first game in the district. There's four teams there that are so good, and the place is packed, and it was like, this is a volleyball
four
game.
MAC
this
teams.
Is unbelievable. This is state atmosphere, and it was. It was state atmosphere, and every team on that court knew they were going to win.
Yeah.
And that's what's really awesome.
You know, I think the mindset's really changed for Fort Recovery Volleyball.
Yes.
The last several years, I think even people in the community are still kind of, oh, you guys got St. Henry today. And I said, it's changed. No, they got us. It's no more we got them, they got us. Yeah. And I think that's the mindset we have to change.
That's absolutely.
We have everything. We got everything that we need.
That is exactly right. And you talked about, Bob had talked a little bit ago about your passion. And I think that's why the numbers will come up, because there's nothing neater than watching them young kids getting to watch you. And when a tournament, like we said, we're good. We're somebody to go after. And I think the little programs are seeing that too. And when you get a good coaching staff going and it's fun for the kids, you're going to have numbers.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, I have a great coaching staff, and actually that's all because of Chelsea. She's the one that's kind of started the whole
kind
coaching
of put them
staff,
in place.
Put them in place. And then with the changes, you know, we were able to find those, step up and fill those missing pieces. I have a great junior high coaching staff. I think Carly and Julie have done a fantastic job working with those guys. You know, they don't have the easiest job. There's a lot of skill that you have to work with. First time for some players, and handling those situations. You got to be patient, very, very patient, and you have to have the right coaches to do that. I did it for 1 year, but I'm not a very patient person. It was time for me to move. But then my freshman coach, Don, does a fantastic job working with our freshman team. We actually have a really good freshman team this year.
Yeah.
Probably the best we've ever had. I mean, they are really talented, scrappy. And then Rachel Klosterman stepped up to be our JV coach this year. She's doing a fantastic job. Comes from Coldwater, has lots of experience behind her. Understands the game, young, but learning as well. You know, I was in the same boat as she was, you know, early on. And then Chelsea was here, you know, earlier in this summer to kind of help out, went to some of our scrimmages, and then CRP stepping in, being my assistant coach this year, really kind of helping with, she's the calm coach, which is what I was looking for, you know, those girls need that. And then actually getting Tiffany McEldowney as my other volunteer has been amazing, because she just brings so much knowledge to the game, so it's been really nice.
So and you absolutely don't have to answer this, but you and Chelsea, like, after the game, she'll call you and say, "Now listen, you screwed this up."
Not this year. I think she's been pretty busy this year. Last year, though, there are many text messages going back and forth after a game where we're just like, "All right, what's going on?" I've been trying to
turn your phone off after
the game. I don't want to get her too involved. I think it's been hard for her to not, been busy, and I know she misses the game, but she's there with us every step of the way.
Well, when you have a passion and a love, and then you have that for your kids, and that's what it is. I mean,
absolutely.
I mean, and you feel it. You know that. Now, anytime you coach something, you're not coaching for the money. You're coaching because A, you love the game of volleyball, and B, you love them kids.
Yep, that's exactly right.
And Fort Recovery's blessed in that manner, that the coaches that we have feel that way.
Yeah. You know? That's exactly right. Yes.
Yeah. Let's take a break, Chuck. Right, you wake Chuck up. Chuck's sound asleep.
Chuck, we got to wake him up.
Chuck sucks. Neil, get back there. Chuck is out. Let's take a break. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. What is it about how a well-manicured lawn looks? Well, ask anyone who owns a Simplicity, and they will tell you what it is. Pride. What's the secret? Simplicity tractors have an innovative free-floating mower deck with full-width rollers that follow the contours of your lawn and deliver a precision cut. Not to mention the ability to create eye-catching, ballpark-style striping patterns, sure to get everyone's attention. Take pride in how your lawn will look and visit K&L Tractor to test drive a Simplicity today.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone, and if you need insurance, we do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, business, farm, auto, and family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. As fall approaches, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all your lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, our undefeated Lady Indians get back to MAC action with the Parkway Panthers coming to the Fort Site Fieldhouse. We'll be simulcasting WPGW's coverage of that match. On Friday, it'll be football at Coldwater. Jeff and Joe will bring you all the action live with the pregame show starting around 6:40, and it will be on the NFHS network, but it won't be paired with audio. On Saturday, the Lady Indians will be back in action, hosting the Liberty Benton Eagles with the JV match starting at 11 a.m. We'll be simulcasting WPGW's broadcast of that match. Lots of sports this week, and you can hear it all right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
You moron. Is rocking tonight. We're back here, Sports Talk Wednesday night, 9:47.
8:47.
Or 8:47. 9:47 somewhere.
Indiana, huh?
Is it? Is anybody an hour ahead of us?
One of the provinces in very far northeastern Canada.
There we go. All right. So if you're listening.
Maybe Iceland.
In Iceland, and it's 9:47.
Crickets
in Iceland.
Crickets in Iceland.
We're here with the head volleyball coach, Mr. Travis Guggenbiller, and Travis has talked a little bit about Indian season so far. Now we're going to talk a little bit about your individual players, and you have some really good seniors, yeah. And one of them just committed to play volleyball at the University of St. Francis, and Paige is just a kid that everybody roots for.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
So we're going to turn it over to you. Talk a little bit about your team.
Paige Forkamp is our senior that got offered to play at St. Francis, and I'm really excited for her. Yeah. She's got a bright future there. She's got more skill level than I think she even realizes, and I'm excited to see what she can do at the next level. She just puts the ball away. She has so many different. She's the pitcher of our team. Like, she can change that attack. You know, she can change it. The other one is Kira Wendell. She is our libero back. This is her third year in varsity. She is one of the smartest defensive players I've ever coached. She just sees the court well,
mm-hmm.
And she has that passion. She walks on that floor, ready to play. And then the smartest player I think we've ever had in the gym is probably Hope Wendell. She just knows exactly what to do with that ball every single time. She's literally the smartest player in the gym, and it's unreal.
She has an unbelievable set of hands.
It's beautiful.
I mean,
it's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
Yep. And then our two big juniors that are returning from last year are Willie Rammel and Marissa Garkey. Willie, solid middle, strong, powerful, smart, aggressive. Yeah. She can bring a lot of energy to the team when she gets a block.
Yeah.
I mean, she just turns around. She's excited. Mm. And one of the most impressive players I've seen so far is Marissa Garkey from last year to this year. I mean, she's made the greatest growth. She, again, I think actually has another very bright future in volleyball as well. I mean, I think she could as well, if she wants to continue to play at the next level, I think
she'll be able to.
Yeah, I think she has the ability. So, and then
that'd be Tiff's cousin.
It would be Tiffany's cousin.
Yeah,
yeah. A lot of skill,
a lot of bloodline,
absolutely.
That's exactly right. And then some of my JV players from last year that are on varsity this year would be Lily Luthel, Grace Guggenbiller, and Emma Colleg. Those three all kind of play a different role, as well as Aubrey Madeline Knapke. Those, I guess, five girls from my JV team are all actually playing. So I actually play 10 girls. I have Aubrey Madeline, two lefties. So they are actually fantastic servers. It's just a lefty server back there. It just throws them off. So yeah, they have a nice little spin to that ball. Even though we're trying to work on that float, I mean, they really just, and they know how to, they have a really high ace percentage. They do a great job.
Lily Luthel
can jump out of this world.
And she's my waitress when I go to the Tin Cup.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And she has this dang smile. Oh, and she just cues 10 speckled puppies.
Yeah.
And she always, I always give her hell, you screwed this up. And she just smiles.
She smiles every time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Lily.
Yeah. Lily can just jump. She probably has the highest vertical of anyone on the team.
She probably gets her athleticism from her dad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if Mama agree about that.
Maybe not.
Who else we got here?
Grace Guggenbiller. She's a middle for us this year. She's a really nice player. Smart player as well. Sees the court well. And then Emma Colick. She's stepping in this year. She's actually got a pretty big role. We run a 6-2. She's my second setter. And then I've kind of been using her as my right side hitter. And again, she's a lefty, so it just kind of throws that other team off. So that's my top 10. Top 10 players that are on the floor for me. But I actually have 7 JV girls that dress, just because I think this year you have to be prepared. If I have a girl that's out, I need a girl that's in, especially more this year than
exactly
ever.
Right.
So any of those 7, as in, Allison Follenkamp, Mara Pearson, Tegan Fortkamp, Audra Bupp, Faith Wendell, and Brooklyn Judy, any of those girls can step in and play with us any day. So.
Well, that's great. And we have a tough schedule coming up, but we have 3 home games. Is that correct?
Yeah. Actually, I think we have one of the toughest schedules in the MAC this year. I think our non-conference schedule is just as talented as our conference schedule this year. Yeah, we have Parkway tomorrow. Very, very scrappy.
Yeah.
They play us competitively every year. I mean, they're a tough game to compete. We have a lot of girls that play club for those coaches over there, so I just think it brings that, they know a little bit about
us. Competition there.
We have Liberty Benton on Saturday. They have a girl going Division I to Pitt.
Really?
Yeah, so I'm excited about
that'll
game. That'll be a fun game to play.
Yeah.
And then we also have you know, the rest of the MAC team, but we also have OG this year. We have Arcano.
We play OG this year?
We play OG this year.
Wow. Is Brent on drugs?
I don't know. I said every day is I take it one game at a time this year, because we also have Versailles and St. Henry again. We're playing them twice this year as a non-conference game.
Ooh.
So, yeah, it's Crestview and South Adams, and both of them have a strong program. So, yeah, it's a battle for us every day.
But a good schedule makes
it
better.
I wouldn't want it any other way.
Might as well.
No,
yeah.
I mean, if I'm going to be the best, I'm going to play.
Absolutely. You go play them teams that don't get you nothing.
I'd rather have practice on those games. Yeah. I'd rather learn from being beat than
absolutely
going in. And
so how does COVID affect you? How does it work? When you have a practice, the kids do they wear their masks?
We don't wear the mask in practice. We keep our distance. We're always changing. You know what is the saying? I think it's like no more than 6 feet within 15 minutes, and we're never within 15 minutes besides a bus ride, you know, or maybe sitting on the bench. Besides that, you're always away. We wear our masks when we're on the bus, when we play the opponents in the gym, or when we're sitting on the bench. But in game, we don't wear the mask. Every day, we do those normal check questions, you know, like temperatures and et cetera, stuff like that. Yeah. But besides that, you know, we kind of keep it as normal as possible. Yep. You know, we want those kids just to have a normal year, the best
absolutely
they can. So
absolutely,
gotta
keep them playing.
Yeah,
that's exactly right. Do whatever they tell us.
And I mean, that's exactly right. You wear the mask so that those girls can play. You don't wear the mask for yourself. So
So let's forget volleyball. Let's talk a little bit about Travis Guggenbill.
Yeah.
And where you live in, where you're at, where you're teaching, what's your game plan? What level are you at teaching?
I'm a 7th and 8th grade math teacher at Fort Recovery here, obviously. I took Becky Link's job when she retired.
Okay.
So I'm on my 9th year of teaching already.
What?
Really? Yeah, 9th year already. It's hard to believe it's been that many
years. That is unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
It is.
You're about retired.
I don't know about that. 30 more years.
You go fast.
About there.
I live in Burgersville. I'm married.
What?
I live in Burgersville.
What was that?
I know. It's
a lot of nice houses for Fort Recovery, so for sale.
Hey, I've been looking. My wife is Alexa Sutter, so we have a little one, Cece, or Cecilia. So,
Cece?
Yep. Yep. So that's about my life right now.
That's a 1 year old. That's a lot. That's a great age.
Yeah.
Man. She crawling, walking.
She's crawling. She's not walking yet, but she's crawling.
The worst part, crawling, you can't catch them.
No.
There they go.
Yep.
They're a lot easier when they're just kind of hanging out.
Yeah.
Exactly right. And your wife is a Sutter girl from here in Fort Covey.
Yeah. She'd be like Dale and Sharon Sutter.
She was a cross country runner.
She was a cross country.
Yeah.
And they all have the running blood. And I don't think my daughter's going to be a volleyball player. I think she's going to be a runner. I'm going to lose that battle.
You're out. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So here we sit, and you look at the conference.
Mm-hmm.
And I seen last week, I was kind of following on Twitter, the Marion Local St. Henry game. Looks like Marion Local's solid.
Yeah, they're really tough.
Yeah. New Knoxville solid.
Yeah, Knoxville's, I think they're the underdog this year. I think they're the silent team. I think people are kind of...
And it looks to me like the road goes through Bremen again.
Yeah, you know, New Bremen has they have the coach. I'm going to be honest. I think Diana's maybe one of the best coaches in the state. And I don't just say that.
Sure.
I mean, I think all MAC coaches, first of all, I think are very talented.
Very good.
But Diana has that, you know. She has a lot of... she has the background. She has everything. But I was trying to talk to the girls today about, you know, I don't like to compare us to other teams, but I sometimes do as the head coach. Our stats are almost exactly the same as New Bremen.
Really?
Almost identical on everything. So I told those girls, I said, it's no more, we got to stop. That's what I said earlier. It's no more about, you know, we got St. Henry and New Bremen. No, they got us. We're just as talented. Yeah, it's
absolutely.
Just a matter of putting that together. So, I mean, the MAC is tough. It's every day, so you take it one game at a time.
So you got a New Bremen team. Do you, like, when you game plan for somebody, do you stay away from people?
You
try to get that ball away from her as much as we can because she's really good?
No, I mean, to an extent you do. I guess most of my game plan, I look at serve-receive. Who do we want to serve the ball to? You know, you look at that kind of strategy. Where do they, either are they a bad who are the weakest serve receivers versus maybe the setter struggles more with the ball being passed in a certain spot.
Yeah.
So you kind of plan on that. You also look at the attacking tendencies. So I kind of look at, see, where do the girls typically attack? Where do they hit? Do they hit?
So that helps you with your blocks.
Kind of gives an idea of where I want my blockers to be positioned. Yeah. I look at their defense. What kind of defense do they run? Where are their holes?
Mm-hmm.
And you just kind of, that's how I kind of do my game plan, right or wrong. But that's kind of where I look at it.
So can you go to Huddle or whatever it is and scout?
Yeah, I have Huddle. I got one of the packages where it's on unlimited scout and stats. So they do all my stats. They do all the scouting. So I send in, I watch the film. Like for an opponent like Marin and St. Henry, I kind of look at the rotations, I send it in, and then they send me all their stats, and they actually have all the kind of stuff. Like I can look at one individual player and look at exactly every location she hits the ball. And
really?
they have their attacking errors, where they have all their kills and where they just attack but gain no points. So I can look at all those and I can kind of judge, all right, they typically attack in this area.
So in a back row or libero.
Anyone, yeah.
Man, that's pretty nice to know.
It's huge. It's huge.
If it's going to her, she always hits this way.
You know, you can also see who do they give the ball to on serve receive, you know, what are their strengths and weaknesses, you know. So, yeah, Huddle is fantastic.
That's awesome.
It saves you a lot of time.
So does school pay for that?
The athletic or the volleyball program or the boosters.
Okay.
So like we're going through the boosters. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, but dang.
Yeah. It's expensive.
I'm sure.
I mean, it's pretty expensive for all because you have football, basketball, volleyball that are required.
But when you think about it,
the time, it's worth everything.
And they're paying you mileage to do it once.
Yeah. I don't have to travel anymore to go to the gym and watch it. I can watch it on my lazy boy with the laptop on my.
So does your wife say, Travis, put the damn
I try. I do my best. I try to spend my weekend and I plan every team for that week. So I just sit down. I mean, it takes a lot of time on that end, but I try to narrow that part down to one day. So it's not every single day. Or I get up real early in the morning and I'll watch film before school.
Done Yeah, that's awesome.
Good stuff.
We are absolutely thrilled that the volleyball team is having this kind of success, and we're huge fans of Travis's family. You know, like we talked about. You know, we were friends with Pappy, and we knew your mom growing up too, and your Uncle Jerry is crazy. he's always shooting my squirrels out of my trees.
I'll be
sitting outside. It'd be like 5:30 in the morning. What in the hell's going on? All of a sudden, the guy is the greatest. You can't get a better neighbor than that guy. That's exactly right. Top of the hour, taking a break, come right back. One more segment. You got time for another?
Yep, I do.
Perfect.
Let's do it.
Come right back with the head coach of 4 Recovery Volleyball, Travis Guggenmiller, after this sports talk.
At Cooper Farms, we believe benefits are the way we take care of our team. Cooper Farms strives to support our team members' physical needs through ergonomic improvements, on-staff nurses, and on-site fitness rooms. We partner with Activate Healthcare to provide free doctor's visits and prescriptions for team members who are enrolled in Cooper Farms Health Insurance. To learn more, visit cooperfarms.com/joinourteam. Become a part of a company that truly cares for you. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Voors, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Voors Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Voors Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
The Fort Recovery Music Boosters are having their annual breakfast fundraiser on Sunday, September 27th. The breakfast will be carry out only this year, and it'll be a drive-through pickup at the Fort Recovery American Legion from 8:30 a.m. to noon that day.
Tickets are just $5 each and can be purchased from any band or choir member or by contacting Reed Knuth or Tracy Evers West Curtis at the high school office at 375-4111. Please continue to support the music programs at Fort Recovery by getting your tickets for the Fort Recovery Music Boosters annual breakfast fundraiser on Sunday, September 27th. Drive-through pickup will be from 8:30 to noon at the Legion.
How you doing out there?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Ever seen that? One of those days where it just seems like everybody's getting on your case, from your teacher all the way down to your best girlfriend? Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I used to have them just about all the time, but I found a way to get out of it.
How do you get out of it?
Let me tell you about it. Sitting in the classroom thinking it's a drag. Listen to the teacher rap.
Brownsville Station. That's just good stuff, Chuck.
That is good stuff.
Huh?
Chuck's on his game.
He is on his game. We're back here, Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. Rocker.
Rocks and a half.
Mick Spence. And the head volleyball coach, Travis Guggenbauer. Let's go back. Let's talk a little bit about the big thing, the big story of the week. And we have to bring this up, is Rocker's Top 10 of Bill Stogler.
Oh, God.
What in the what hell?
I thought you hit your head.
Did you
I was going to run over now.
Something happened.
I was going to call 911 because I knew you fell down and hit your head.
Yeah. Somebody had to get into your phone.
Who took your phone?
I did that to keep him happy for one.
The way he dresses? Are you kidding me?
That was a filler. Where's the Cooper?
His voice?
Well, that's a joke.
Oh, my God, Travis.
That was a classic.
This guy, he's lost his marbles.
We lost him.
We lost Rocker. We lost Rocker. And we'll give you a very happy anniversary.
Anniversary?
To two of the all-time favorites of Fort Recovery.
Who?
Barb and Gary Saltbine.
Seen that.
Happy anniversary to the Saltbines.
Absolutely. That's awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right now, Barb and Gary's in the hot tub.
Hot tub tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it. Chuck, he don't miss a beat.
He's got her going tonight.
All right, we're back here with the volleyball coach, Travis Guggenbauer, and we're talking Indian volleyball. Indian's off to a 4-0 start. We've talked a little bit about your program as a whole. Your JV team's off to a good start.
Yeah.
Salina was a nice team.
Yeah.
And they talked a little bit about this. I talked to some Salina guys, and they said that they think that this class, that their junior high, is finally turning their program around.
Salina's program?
Yeah. Think that maybe it's finally a turning point because they've been down for a little while.
Yeah. They're a big school, so you would think.
But
they've got the history back there, so they can figure it out.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. They've had some great volleyball teams in the past, and we took care of business there the other night. And when you look at the stat sheet, and I was looking at it in the paper today, we got some impressive stats. I mean, we are just, you know, it was like everybody contributed.
Yeah, it's definitely a team effort every game, you know. We have a lot of aces. That's one area we've been focusing a lot on, I mean. But we have just as many errors as we do. So, I mean, it comes with it. But we got some big hitters, you know. Lots of somebody's, you know, I think I have a different dig leader almost every single night, different attack leader every single night. So, yeah, it's definitely team effort this year.
So, what do you see in area that right now, if we're going to get to this, if we're here and we want to get to here, what do we got to get? What's your thinking right now where we need to get? Is it a confidence level?
I think it's just definitely a confidence. It's a mental mentality right now. You know, I think we go in with certain teams. Think, oh, you know, are we or are we not? And then I think we go against some teams like, oh, this should be easy. And I think we always need to just go in confidence and what can we do to be better today than we were the last game. So I think that's kind of where we're at.
Yeah.
Definitely confidence. We got the talent, being disciplined, you know. Those are the areas that I want to see improvement on, just being that, you know, when I say work harder or, you know, go for it, it's just being smarter, I guess I should say it. You know, and you have everything that you need to do, so, yeah.
How do you, and as a first-year varsity volleyball, and, you know, you've been doing this for how many years have you been?
I think this is year number seven.
This is year seven.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when you go into a game where you're going to look across and you're going to see, like you talked about Diana Webker, you're going to see the coaches that you're going to run up against. Mm-hmm. Is there something that you're going to have as a coach that you're going to say, man, I got to change something up here. I mean, is there something that's coaching wise? I mean, just don't throw the ball out and say
no.
Right.
Yeah.
So is there something coaching wise where you got to say when you get to that point where you got to say, man, or does your classroom relate say, Travis, we got to try this, or how's that? How's that
work? You know, sometimes I think it goes to when you scout, you hope that what you plan works, and if it doesn't, you have to be prepared. So a lot of times I have the girls doing stats, my coaches, and I'll kind of look at it and see, for instance, if somebody's serve receiving struggling, I need to make a sub. I'm not afraid to make subs. Yep. Also with the serving situation, the same. Sometimes it might just be, you know what, they're struggling from the right side. And I have a hitter that, for instance, let's just say Paige, let's say she's struggling from the outside. Let's move her to the right side. Maybe she'll hit the ball better on that side. So those are kind of the game plans. Or from the other side, if we are, you know, a new Bremen's attacking the ball and they're getting kill after kill on the outside, well, I might have to put a new blocker in. Maybe I need a taller body. And then it comes down to that, you know, just the body itself can. Someone that's taller, you know, might not be doing anything, but the fact that they're up there, that player has to think about it a little bit. So
it's a little bit different, yeah. As far as like, you teach them girls like to block. I mean, they got to have their hands right.
Yeah, there's so many technicalities behind blocking. It's unbelievable. Unreal.
Yeah, if you don't, because it'll hit your hands and go out of bounds.
Yeah, I mean your thumbs are up. You got to turn and press towards the corner. Yeah. You know, the footwork to get there, how you line up with the ball, what way do you line up? Do you put your inside, your outside hand, your body fronting it? I mean, it's not just.
Yeah, jump up and
we practice it every single day. Yeah.
I'm and sure you find yourself, you get lazy or something and your hands go wrong.
Yeah, I think it's not so much the laziness. I think that's where I say discipline. You get into the volley and then you just, I think the muscle memory is not there. Yeah. So that's a big thing. If you can get the muscle memory, then that's a natural habit.
You do it all the time.
Yeah. So it's just correcting those bad habits in the middle of a game.
You find yourself still learning?
Oh,
are you like,
oh my gosh.
Oh my God, I never even thought about that.
Without a doubt. I mean, honestly, having, you know, I learned from all my coaches, but I think Tiffany this year, more than anybody, has just made comments. And I'm like, oh, like, I wish I was the assistant coach, not the head coach. I mean, this is amazing. You know, little things like that I joke around with, but yeah, little things like, or, you know, you don't see everything, you know, what you're focusing on and what they're focusing on. It's been really nice because I feel like I have four coaches, including myself, on the bench, and all three of those, those other three coaches, they're already attacking a player when we're doing a timeout. They're each going into each individual and informing them something, which is nice because they see everything, you know, so that's a big thing. Yeah, there's definitely a lot.
I really like that because I think, like in basketball, I'd always wondered, maybe, you know, when a kid, you know, coach is mad, head coach is mad, takes a kid out, but he doesn't say anything to him, you know, and you love seeing that assistant coach jump over there and go, this is what you did.
Exactly.
You know, and that's
exactly.
why you're out. Yeah. You know, because I feel like some kids come over and go, what I do?
What did I do?
What did I do wrong? Why am I out?
And that's what I told my coaches. I said, your job is to make sure those girls know why they're sitting on
what's
the bench.
What's going on?
You know, like, I might say it, or I might just need a break from them. Yeah. Right. And it's your job to be able to relay what's happening. And I think they just do a fantastic job, you know, of relaying that message. So, I think I got the best coaching staff there could be.
Well, that's awesome. Great. So, how about your math students, 7th and 8th graders? Awesome.
Oh, yeah. You know what? This year has been awesome. From top to bottom, I love every single class. You know, I think the students are doing a fantastic job handling the situation that we have. And, you know.
I mean, with the masks and that, isn't it so much better to be in school?
You need to be in the school.
Oh, absolutely. I don't know how you guys do it online.
Nobody can argue that.
Yeah, that online stuff, I don't know.
Oh, it was awful for everyone.
It's tough for everybody.
Yep.
So what do you do on a day when there's no school like today?
Well, today I did some scouting this morning, worked on some lesson plans, did some canning. Canned some salsa today. Ooh, we had a bunch of tomatoes.
So you didn't bring any up to the old
You know what? I'll learn my lesson.
Chips and salsa. You're the number one coach
ever. Could you imagine being chips and salsa? Coach Melton brought in pies.
We had pies one.
Oh, wow. I'm really feeling.
That's it. Brent's never brought in
nothing. Brent
sucks.
Can't get us a sucker. We can't get nothing.
Jerry Cobb, nothing. You think he'd like a heart monitor or something?
At least we get some drugs for God's sake.
Yeah, bring in some stairs and prednisone or something.
Yeah, makes feel good.
Travis, we do nothing but root the crap for out.
Absolutely, buddy.
Thank you.
That door is always open on Wednesday night, and yeah. and as the season progresses and we get close to tournament, we'd love to have you back up.
Yeah, for sure.
And talk Indian volleyball.
For sure. Thank you, guys.
That's Travis Google,
keep it up,
head
buddy.
Coach
Thank
of
you.
Your Lady Indians. We're going to take a break. Come back out. Little last segment.
Last segment?
And we'll have Rocker come up here, I guess.
All right.
Spency. Let's have Spency. We don't want Rocker up here, do we?
Spency? Right. I don't know. We can do it.
Rocker.
Rocker's annoying.
Rocker.
We'll be back. Sports Talk. Bub and P.
Wayne Street Mark.
Clinchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at clinchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Clinchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Street Market has some great Labor Day prices on items throughout the store through Thursday, September 10th. Labor Day means grilling and campfires, and what's better than burgers and hot dogs? 73% lean hamburger is just $2.49 a pound, loose or patties, and 80% lean ground chuck is only $2.99 a pound, loose or patties, and Eckridge hot dogs are on sale, two for $3. And if you're looking for steaks, their big steak sale continues another week. Ribeyes just $6.99 a pound. New York strips $6.49 a pound. T-bones only $5.99 a pound. And while you have the campfire going, don't forget to come in and get everything you need to make s'mores. If you're looking for a great meal in a hurry, their deli has delicious meal specials every day from open to close. Don't miss the week-long Labor Day sale going on now through Thursday, September 10th at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
The 2021 Win on the Wabash Super Raffle will be held August 27th and 28th, 2021, and will feature $650,000 worth of cash and prizes given away every 2 minutes from noon to 7 o'clock. Tickets for the 2021 Super Raffle will go for sale on October 3rd at 8 a.m. and can be purchased at Ambassador Park in Fort Recovery, Ohio, or through our website, wowraffle.com. Only 8,000 tickets will be sold and will sell for $100 each, and there is no limit on how many can be purchased per person. Check out all details for the sale of the Super Raffle tickets on our website or Facebook page, and mark your calendars for October 3rd to purchase your 2021 WOW tickets.
Yeah. Sings that song. Four, three, two, one.
Ooh.
Didn't beat it.
Didn't make it.
Didn't. No, he didn't. No. The buzzer went off. Yes, you tried. Yes. It's a good try, Rocker.
Good shot.
It was a hell of an effort. Don't COVID cough all over the peanuts. Hey, you six. Jesus.
We're back here, Sports Talk.
Bobby, NFL.
NFL, V. Let's go. Indy. Let's go. Cleveland Browns.
Brownies.
Yes, we're the Houston Oilers. Yes. You like Houston Oilers? Warren Moon.
Are they still in business?
Yeah. Shut the. Who's your NFL team?
Kansas City Chiefs.
What?
Kansas City Chiefs.
Just joined last year?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you did.
93.
Huh? Last year.
You can't be the... You can't just jump on the bandwagon.
No. I went through the years of Elvis Gerbach, for crying out loud.
Elvis Gerbach from Ohio, Cleveland,
Michigan.
Went to Michigan. Did you know that?
No clue.
Didn't care.
Yeah.
The king.
Yeah, the king.
Well, that was LeBron.
LeBron's from Akron. I hate LeBron.
LeBron.
LeBron James.
My name's LeBron James.
What a piece of work that guy is.
Mm-hmm. What do you got in your mouth?
That's me some beer nuts.
Beer nuts.
Pretty good.
Slap.
Not bad.
Slopping going on.
Kind of like a big old hog.
Hey.
I'm ready for the Buckeyes start Saturday.
Yeah.
Is that really?
Nope. Damn. I cannot believe we don't have Ohio State football.
Still ain't done nothing.
COVID can, you know what COVID can do?
Oh, God.
Can kiss.
Beep, beep.
Have you got tested yet?
Corona don't want any part of this operation.
I didn't really. Don't want no people.
No.
No.
It's running from that operation.
It absolutely don't want no part of the rock.
No.
You ever got tested yet, Chuck? Have you ever had it? Nope.
Maybe.
You ever been sick?
Yeah.
What was wrong?
Sinus infection.
Oh, for Christ's sakes. That's not COVID.
No.
When did you have a sinus infection?
Huh? A while ago.
Neil, here's what
probably
I want you to do.
A month.
What?
I want us to all get tested on air, on Facebook Live.
Ouch.
That'll shut us down.
If they're doing that thing in my nose, I don't want to mute anybody. I definitely don't want to do it on the air.
You in or out?
I'm out.
In, out?
I'm out.
Think about it.
If they have something else besides sticking that thing in
your... Oh, my grandsons did it.
They could pick another hole.
Ooh.
Ears.
Ears.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Ears.
Shove it up there, man.
If it ears, be great.
Yeah. Put it right
like a Q-tip.
Pull it out the other side.
It can't be that hard. The NFL does it every... They, like, test every hour.
Yeah, but those are athletes. They're brave. I'm not.
Are you chicken?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm kind of chicken.
I'll be sneezing on them for sure, and that's not good.
Not good.
No, I agree.
Why would you
just
play
tease
this?
Kill us, Chuck.
Browns open up at Baltimore.
Ooh, that'd be a toughie.
Yeah, damn right, that'd be a toughie. Bengals in San Diego at San Diego or home?
I think might be at San Diego.
Okay. NFL Sunday. We have the Big Calcutta this weekend.
You, Big Calcutta.
Looking forward to that.
It's always a lot of fun.
Yeah, we're on the same team this year.
It's big.
We are going to bring it home, the promised land.
Bring it home to Big.
You want to refresh me what the Big Calcutta is?
Golf tournament.
All big
year end.
Where is this at?
Elks.
$1 million. Is this like the Masters of...
Yeah. You know what?
It is.
Here's what you should do. You should give me and Fee each $150.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll stake us.
Oh, yeah. God.
Okay. So you give us each $150.
I'd probably stake Fee. I'm not sure.
Really? That's real nice. That, huh?
It's family.
It is family.
Hey, there you go.
See, you got to remember that blood becomes,
when it comes to money.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How you getting home tonight?
In a van down by the river.
How do you get home every Wednesday?
You.
Yeah, and how's that happening today?
Run right
behind
me.
Walk to the bar and hope to God that Dwight hasn't shut it down yet.
Hey, $150 each. You got a stake in us.
You're rooting.
$150's a little hefty, ain't it?
Huh? Come on. You can win. If we win, you would get like $90 back.
Bubba, I'm still waiting on the 300 some odd I still haven't got from you.
What?
The bets?
Yeah, I still waiting on that one.
I think your memory's about shot.
I remember a couple bets at the, from the old place that hasn't been collected yet.
Anytime that once we got the new studio, all bets were canceled from the old studio. That was in the rules.
Bets were off.
Yep, that was in the bylaws of Fort Curry Radio. No gambling at Bushwood. And I never slice. What movie's that on?
Caddyshack, of course.
That's correct, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what else comes from that movie?
Bring it on.
Never ask a Navy man how much he's drank.
Got any other stupid trivia for us?
What you got?
What you got?
I mean,
ask me something, I'll give it a shot.
You will?
Yeah.
Did you see my post on Facebook that Neil Armstrong had a big...
With Bob Hope?
Yeah, with at Walpock, 80,000 people.
Jack was talking about it.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Bob Hope.
Bob
He's
Hope.
From Ohio.
Yeah.
Ed McMahon.
Where's Bob Hope from?
Well, Ohio-wise, Cleveland. Literally, he's from London.
London.
He was born in England.
But he claims Cleveland. I think at one point he was the 10% owner of the Cleveland Indians. The
Indians, when they were banned.
You know his wife's name was?
Dolores.
Rosemarie.
What?
Yes.
Clooney.
What? Rosemarie Hope.
I don't think so.
Is Bill here?
But when did Bob Hope die?
2003, hey. Because he was 100 years old, I believe, at the point.
He was 100.
Was he 100?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He was still doing his old lady.
Is it
Bob? Rosemarie. Bob was laying pipe at 100.
So basically, he's getting laying more action dead and I will alive.
No. Don't give up hope. Hey.
Somebody did.
Hey, seriously. Keep hope alive.
Well.
He's dead.
We should get you a date.
That's what they say about Barack Obama. Hope, a lot of hope.
Hey, we're going to get you a date. We're going to have a marathon, telethon.
Well, there ain't enough, hours in the day for that, I'm afraid.
Yes, sir. We're going to get you one.
Is this like the Jerry Lewis telethon?
Or no, we
covered that last week.
No, we're going to do something. We're going to get you a date. We're going to double date. We're going to quadruple date. Me and you, Fee and Spency. We're all going to... And Chuck, we'll have five of us.
Yeah.
That might be the worst date in history.
This is a dating game?
Yes. The dating game.
Who was the host of the dating game?
Chuck Wallery.
Nope. Alan Ludwig.
Alan
Ludden.
Ludden.
Yes.
Chuck Wallery.
Chuck Wallery.
That was the love...
Alan Ludden was
Love Connection.
He did Love Connection, but he also did the dating game.
Did he really?
Yeah. Early.
I'll be damned. Did you like the dating game?
I was a little young for that.
What was your favorite? What's your favorite game show?
Probably Hollywood Squares back when old Paul Lynn.
Paul Lynn.
Yeah, I loved Hollywood Squares.
Loved it.
Weaver.
Who?
Charlie Weaver.
Yeah.
There's some good stuff.
I like the match
Charlie
game.
Charlie Weaver.
I was a match game fan.
Match game.
Yep.
Gene Rayburn. Awesome.
Yeah. Gene Rayburn.
Gene Rayburn.
It was always like the first one would be like Jamie Farr or somebody like that. And then it'd be Brett. And then it'd be Charles Nelson Reilly. And then it'd be Fanny Flagg. And then Richard Dawson. And Betty White.
How about the Gong Show?
Oh, don't even start.
What a train wreck that.
I loved the Gong Show.
The Gongs. Yeah, it's a classic.
Yeah, Chuck
Norris. The dancing machine.
Oh, man. It wasn't Chuck Norris. Chuck Barris.
Chuck Barris.
Chuck Barris.
You know who I meant.
Yeah. No, you said Chuck Norris.
Well, you know.
High karate.
And I haven't had any drinks except for Powerade.
Really?
Maybe that's what the problem is.
Yeah.
There it is.
God, if you get a chance, go back to YouTube and YouTube some of the old Chuck Barris.
I'm pretty sure he had help from the old white lady. No. You know what that is?
Well, I mean, I are you talking about drugs?
Nose candy.
Whoa. You ever done drugs?
Well, not enough, apparently.
You ever smoke a joint?
Oh, yeah.
Huh? You submitted to a crime.
Hey, have you?
No, technically, here's the problem.
Okay, let me hear it.
because by the time it gets down to me, it's so little, you can't hardly see it.
Why? You mean there was a line of guys and it got to you?
Yeah, pretty much.
But that's when you get the most THC. That's the end of the joint is when you get the most screwed up.
Well, apparently it didn't work on me.
I'd say you had brain damage.
Did you eat it?
Oh, yeah, by that time you might as well. Man.
We're going to smoke dope on the air sometime. You in or out? Neil? In or out?
Neil.
Yeah, that was
not in here.
What did... We might.
WKRP did that. Remember they drank beers? Johnny Fever.
We can do that.
Remember they tested his reflexes. See how fast his reflexes was. And he was like talking and he was supposed to hit the buzzer. It took like an hour. And he hit it. And the cop says, okay, that was 11 minutes. And then he's hammered. And they said, hit it. Boom. He hit it in half a second. They go, wait a minute.
He was the opposite.
They were telling me, everything's going to get slow. You're not going to be able to do anything because you're going to get drunk.
Yeah.
And he was fantastic when he was drunk.
Dr. Johnny Fever.
I got a legit question.
Venus flytrap.
Bring it on.
Okay, with minor league baseball being canceled this year, what do you guys like, Mitch Twaits and... where is somebody like him assigned? Is he assigned to, let's say, the minor league or majors that... Maybe he may get called up.
Where'd that come from? We was talking game shows, and all of a sudden you bring sports talk in.
That's you guys' job.
It is?
I'm just, every once in a while, I just trying to bring you back in every
back
so often.
Is that real? Back in?
Sometimes.
We do. He gets off track.
We do get off track once in a while.
He is bad, ain't he?
You have no answer to
that. He knows this. I think Twaitsy's in Cincinnati.
He's in Cincinnati,
out?
I think. They got workout programs, and then I think he actually helps the guy that taught him. He helps the younger kids that come down there, and he helps that guy.
So he's got signed by the Reds?
No.
That's just where the... Evidently, there's a big-time clinic.
Pretty good-time complex down there or something.
Yeah. And Twaitsy's down there. And that'd be a great phone call or interview sometime to call Twaitsy.
Yeah, we'll have to get hold of him.
Yeah, it'd be neat to
we'll do
to
that
hear how Twaitsy. The Ohio State High Athletic Association hired Doug Ute.
Who?
Doug Ute as a new commissioner.
Ute.
He was from Marion Harding High School. I think he was the principal superintendent up there. Has an athletic background, so. Takes over for Jerry Snodgrass. Snod's out. I have not heard from Big Jerry.
Sounds like he should be selling sign by the side of the road with a name like that.
Snodgrass?
Yeah.
How about you? That's one of Bob's personal friends.
We're not having a show next week.
Where is that?
You don't have to come.
Well, I won't be here anyways.
Where are you going?
Well, I got a community club meeting. Some of us have to keep up our appearances.
Community club? Hey, we have a fish fry coming up.
When is that, by the way?
It was supposed to be football, wasn't it? We were going to try to do it earlier, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What's happening right now?
I don't know.
What was that?
Truck. It might just ran off.
Truck.
Was that your sound effect?
No, that's actually the truck.
That's something going down the road.
Truck just about to come into the wall.
I wonder if that's a Cooper special.
What's that supposed to mean? You are on my crap list right now. You know that.
Yeah, but I'm Jody's good list.
Bingo. She does love you. I don't know why.
Well, I don't know. Cuddly, I guess.
Cuddly. About cuddling the porcupine.
Truck's going by.
That wasn't no Cooper truck.
It was a chicken truck.
Chicken truck? What's Chuck doing back? 2 weeks in a row.
Chuck's awesome.
Are you back for good?
Wish back. He's part of the team.
Huh?
Not for good.
Why?
We should be thankful.
It has went a lot better without Spencey.
Spencey, taking a beat.
did we ever get that gift certificate away?
Yep.
Who was the lucky winner?
I did.
You did?
You won your own.
Yes.
Good job.
Yep. So I'm going to take that and pay for my golf this weekend. Should be no problem.
So your golf was
free to begin with.
Free.
Just like the people we were looking, the name of the group we were looking
for. Yes. And when you give me 150.
for a sponsor.
Fort Recovery Radio should back
sponsors.
Well, there's your answer right there.
Yeah,
it's an easy money. There we
Boom.
Go.
We're all sponsor. Right. We are loaded with money.
We are now a sponsor.
Quick. Yeah, we have a sponsor.
We have a sponsor.
Chuck, how's your FM station going?
Huh?
We're going to get going.
Yeah, we they got to open up the license yet.
What do we got to do? Neil, I want to be on the
big time.
I want to.
You got to vote Donald Trump out. He's laying off people at the FCC.
So. He is?
So, no, I don't know.
You have no idea?
Let's hope that don't happen.
They're cutting back. So, that.
Yeah. We need four more years of Donald.
It doesn't affect me.
More importantly, four more years of Melania.
You can go to jail for that.
Whoa, big fella.
Rocker, you are going to jail. Right now, if somebody heard that,
they'd say, I'm not threatening her.
That was a threat because if they would see the look in your eye.
Well, that look.
We might have to testify.
Yeah.
It was a good look.
Jesus, Rocker.
You're practically her age. She's a lot older.
Well, I am kind of her
How
age.
How old is Melania?
About 49.
49.
48, 49.
Are you kidding me?
I'm 46.
46.
Still got some lead in the pencil.
There you go.
She's 50.
She's 50.
She's 50. She's born April 1970.
You don't even know how old the vice president's wife is?
She's not the vice president. She's the first lady, genius.
You wear me down.
It's time to put him away.
That is.
So get a room ready for Briarwood.
I think I'm just going to stay at your house.
Sure.
I want to give you a compliment.
Okay. Not on that list, apparently.
I drove by your house.
Oh, really?
And you had your trash out.
Mm-hmm. I do that every Monday.
Your bag was wrapped perfectly.
Oh, yeah, I don't. See, I'll tell you what.
How do you do that? Because I can't ever tie my damn garbage bag. How do you do it?
You spin it. Uh-huh. The old spin.
Yeah.
Right, tie it both ways.
There you go. Bingo.
It's a happy day. Now, the problem is, when I first moved there, they got a little fired up when I didn't tie the bag. So you learned that lesson real quick.
They did get mad at you?
Well, they left me a note.
They said, tie the damn bag.
Tie your bag.
But did you give them the finger?
Of course, the people across the street, now they...
Fire hall?
They were...
Brown?
Yeah.
Yeah?
They don't... She don't quite wrap it too
tight.
Don't
get wrapped, huh?
Really?
So...
Sometimes the stuff blows out.
Occasionally, but I think everybody does it now, so.
Yep. It'll happen.
Are you done?
Do you want another break?
Hey, are you done?
What, are you ready to be done?
It is 25 till 10. I got some loving to do tonight.
Loving.
Well, after that little speech, I'm not sure she got any.
She's been in bed for an hour.
Yeah, she's out.
She goes in to work 4:30 right now.
Yee.
Why?
Let's get it on.
Boom, boom, boom. Little Marvin Gaye for your.
No, this is Lou Reed.
Not even close.
Lou Reed sang Lou One Reed. In a Million.
One in a Million.
Lou Rawls.
Lou Rawls.
This is Marvin
Lou Rawls sang One in a Million.
I've never heard him sing One in a
Million. Lou Rawls? Who, Lou Rawls? Yeah.
I believe that's James Ingram.
No.
Right. James Ingram.
What?
Who?
One in a Million.
Silver
who sings it?
By who?
Lou Rawls. Engelbert. What's Lou Rawls sing?
You'll never find another.
You'll never find
another love like mine.
I know, but he also sings One in a Million.
Negatory.
There he is.
Larry Graham.
Oh, this is Larry Graham.
Larry Graham. Is that our principal?
Yeah.
I thought.
This is Larry Graham.
You went with Lou Rawls.
He got the first letter of the first name right.
He got it.
They have it on here as Lou Rawls, too. So.
Do they really?
Yeah, Lou sings it.
They do.
He probably sang it, but he didn't sing it. Well, we look.
I want to play.
Have you played a game for me so long?
I started to
believe I never find
it. Larry Graham.
Larry Wilberding.
Larry Williams.
You'll never find. Rocker already sang that.
We should be wearing like smoking jackets.
Smoking jackets.
Like Hugh Hefner.
Huey. We do need smoking. Can we get smoking jackets?
We need smoking. FR Radio smoking jackets.
Can we?
Yeah, I'll go to
Goodwill.
We gotta get some Goodwill jackets.
4X, please.
That would be big.
Fat guy in a little coat.
Classic.
Mm-hmm. You tired?
No, I'm cold.
Indians, cold water.
It's big, ain't it?
Big.
It is big. I'd like to get this one.
I'd like to get this one.
God, I'd like to get it.
I'm saying FR by 8.
4 carry by 8. I like your thinking. 28-20 Indians over the Coldwater Cavaliers Friday night. That's rocker.
I like it.
We are going to be back on the air next Wednesday night with all of our response for all of our games this week. We've got a busy week. 4 carry radio's loaded.
Loaded up.
I know
volleyball.
That, yeah.
Volleyball.
Exactly. And I think Rob can't do some. I heard Neil say. So it'll be Diana and it'll be Susie, right, Neil, on the
sure
call?
Susie's going to be there, but definitely Diana.
Okay,
definitely
sounds
Diana.
Good.
Awesome.
Let's go, Indians.
Yeah, you also found out that the camera in the gym, Brent finally convinced them that it is screwed up, and they have another one coming, but it'll be at least a week.
Ew. Killing me.
So
I want my own money back.
So we go up there tomorrow night, we might get in.
Could, right?
Okay. You get there early enough?
To be honest, I don't know.
I don't know
how that goes.
We might try it.
We might give it a shot.
Why not?
I agree with you. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. Thanks for listening, folks. See you next Wednesday.
See you next Wednesday.
Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.
for Riggs